kung magkakaroon ba kayo ng superpower, ano yun?
Ooh, I want to fly.
Ah!
Yung kapag inisip mo lang, tapos nandun ka na sa lugar na inisip mo.
Teleportation.
Teleportation. Oh. I wanna teleport.
For me, I think gusto ko rin matutong lumipad. Matutong lumipad talaga. Para maabot ko ang aking mga pangarap. Which is DK. Wow!
Wow!
I think we have the power of depth.
Wow. Yes, I think so. Uh-oh. I think we have the power
over-talking.
Of... Exactly, power of daldal.
Daldal. And over-analysis.
Correct.
That's why we have mounds and mounds of super anxiety.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay.
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong, this is Monica.
Hello, this is Pia.
What's up, everyone? This is Trancy, and I am a superhero. Wow!
Wow!
Lahat kami dito sa One to Sarang ay mga superheroes ng inyong mga radyo. Radyo talaga!
Wow, radyo! Radyo!
Sana hindi radyo, girl. Ano ba yun? Tanda ako na dito. Anyway, yan. Clue na yan kung ano ang aming topic for today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pero bago ang lahat, tatanungin ko muna ang aking mga kasama dito sa ating podcast. Kung magkakaroon ba kayo ng superpower, ano yun?
Ooh, I want to fly.
Ah. To whose heart? Wow.
Ano ba yung tawag doon? Yung pa...
Mali telekinesis?
Na... Hindi.
Yung... Migraine, ano? Yung dissolution?
Kapag... Yes. Yung kapag inisip mo lang, tapos nandun ka na sa lugar na inisip mo. Hindi
teleportation.
Na... Teleportation. Oh. I wanna teleport. Yes.
Akala ko yung...
Teleport to Korea.
Mm.
Teleport to Mindanao.
Wow. Yes, oh. Kasi that's si Pia awesome. Po ay galing lang Davao.
Maayong buntag. Maayong
gabi. Ayan. Correct. Oh. Akala ko sasabihin mo, ano, the power of the imagination.
Naisip ko magkakatotoo. Pwede din.
Oo, correct. Oh, power of manifestation.
Yan. Mm. Ikaw.
For our woo-woo girls out there. For me, I think gusto ko rin matutong lumipad. Matutong lumipad talaga. Para maabot ko ang aking mga pangarap.
Wow.
Which is DK. Wow!
Wow! So, abangan niyo po ang mga sunod na Darna. Wow!
Wow! Ako po yun.
Kayo pero, dalawa ni Monica. Isang Narda, isang Darna.
Uh-huh.
Ay, yung isa hindi lumilipad. Anyway.
Ah, okay. Sige, gumagapang
okay
siya.
Okay lang.
Yun yung power niya as a mole rat. Sensya na sa kasabuan today, guys. It's gonna be a super fun episode, okay? So we'll be talking about a lot of super-powered things because this is part one of our superhero series.
Uh-huh. Yes!
So sa mga nanonood dyan regularly.
Superhero!
Superhero! Hindi super shy ang mga superheroes natin dito.
Correct.
Uh-oh. Okay, so part one of our superhero series kasi if nakasubaybay po kayo sa mga ating streaming platforms, ano pong mga superhero series from the Hallyu world, okay? So ang ating part one will be all about the fantastic world of the Uncanny Counters. Yes! Kaya sa mga nanonood po sa amin on Spotify video, hi guys!
Hey!
Yes, and on YouTube, mapansin nyo na po kami ay mga kulot. Ako po ay naturally
hindi
curly.
Na.
Mm-hmm.
Ako magsak na siya.
Mm-mm.
But it's still wavy.
Wavy na lang.
Oo, wavy na lang siya.
Pwede pa rin.
I think si Mon, nako Mon, baka kailangan kausapin mo na yung spirit guides mo. Baka nawawala ka na ng power.
Oo nga.
Oo. Or...
Or parang yan din naman
yung kulot.
Or yung peg yan ni Somon sa ano sa season 2, 'di ba? Yung parang bumagsak yung mga kulot niya.
Correct. Oo nga, pwede na siyang mag-shampoo commercial after noon. Rejoice.
Yan. Yeah.
Or ano, rejoice. Gusto niya ano, gusto niya atang ipauso yung rebonding ulit.
Oh,
yeah. Pero sobrang rebonded talaga. Or dahil no uso ngayon ang Brazilian blowout. Ay, hindi pala. Kasi Brazilian blowout medyo malaki pala.
May volume pa eh.
May volume pala.
Rebonding siya eh.
Rebonding nga sa kanya. Ani pa nga naman nila uso na ulit ang 90s.
Ayan. So,
I think we're there. Ayun. Ayun. So we'll be talking about Uncanny Counter 1 and 2 since of course magkasunod po sila. Meron na silang isang magandang franchise. Alright? So, sobrang excited din kayo pag-usapan to kasi of course na-enjoy naman yung Uncanny Counter 1.
Diba?
Mm-hmm. So that will be our first question for today. So what about season 1? Made us want to talk about season 2. And then finally, of course, syempre, papunta tayong season 2 and we'll do a little bit of a review of the show. Kamusta ba siya for us? May mga standouts ba? Disappointments? Pwede ba nating laliman yung usapan? We will see as you know us. I think we have the power of depth.
Wow. Yes, I think so. Uh-oh. I think we have
or
the power
of talking.
Exactly, power of daldal.
Daldal and over-analysis.
Correct.
That's why we have mounds and mounds of super anxiety. Okay, and finally, papag-usapan din natin kung magkakaroon ba tayo ng season 3. Okay, at kung may mga predictions pa tayo sa season 3. Kasi when they ended season 2, di ba, parang medyo may mga patikim feels ng konti, mm-hmm. Diba? So, we'll talk about that. Okay. And of course, as you know, here in One to Sarang, we always end with a game. So, abangan niyo yung game na yan. Very exciting. Sali na rin kayo, okay? Yeah. Ang pagising sa mga nagtatrabaho dyan, mga taong nakikinig sa amin during their work hours. Hi! Sana hindi po kayo mahuli ng inyong mga boss.
Look busy!
Look busy! Type.
Superpowers din yan.
Uh-huh.
Pretend.
Correct. The power of multitasking. I love it. Okay. So, guys.
Okay.
Ano ba ang... Wait, ganito muna. Simulatin kay Mon. Okay. So, yung kwento naman kasi dito, si Mon ang parang naghikayat sa amin na panoorin siya. Oh, even, I think napanood mo to when it went, when it was released.
I think it was released 2020. Mm. Eh, parang mas active ako 2021 sa pagpanood ng K-drama. Ha?
Correct.
So, I missed it na when it was running.
Mm.
But, it's always caught my eye kasi ang ganda-ganda nung ano niya. Nung profile pic.
Correct.
Yung thumbnail niya sa Netflix. And it looked cool. And then Sejong's there.
Of course.
Diba? We love Sejong. So I watched it last year and fell in love with it. Para I thought it was like a simple superhero film. But there was so much heart to it. But I remember that I particularly loved it extra kasi... Diba coming of age siya, tapos parang yung kwento noon was, hinahanap niya basically yung killers ng parents ni Somun. Diba?
Yes.
Parang very, so it was a very, very personal mission.
Mm-hmm.
What I loved about it was the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Diba tatlo sila? Yes. The girl and the other, the best friends.
Yes. Diba?
Silang tatlo. Parang naalala ko pa rin yung eksena, yung basically sinasabi lang nila don't give up. Parang ganun. As in, nasa school rooftop ata yun or something like that. Na parang basta iyak ako ng iyak as in parang I've never felt so much sweetness. We've seen a lot of K-drama, friendship K-dramas before.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something about those three that was so sweet and so
agreed.
Precious and genuine na parang, what? As in, my heart was like in crumbles talaga.
Yeah.
Parang, it was so, I loved it so much. So, dun ako kumagat. Tapos parang, kaya natapos ko siya.
Mm.
Kaya diba, hype na hype, parang I kept on hyping it sa inyo, na parang watch Uncanny Counter, ganun. Pero syempre, napansin nyo, parang minsan ang hirap mang, ano, akit. Akit talaga. Ang hirap mang akit ng titles to watch kung hindi siya ongoing.
Mm.
I don't know, pag kung our old title. Kasi, I don't know, there's something about, like, how you have to keep up. Minsan ka lang nakaka-backtrack and like watch an old title sometimes. Nagkataon lang na nakuha ko siya with Uncanny Counter.
Mm.
So, kaya na gets ko naman na hindi niyo siya pinanood. Mm. But like, in my heart, parang I thought it was one of my precious favorites. Aww. It's not the best, mm. but it was just so precious. So, alam mo yun, I wanted to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Talaga. And I kept on recommending it to you guys.
Mm. And ako yung...
Super... Oo, kaya super natuwa ko. Nabiglang Trency suddenly said, yeah, I'm watching it na rin. Like, eventually, after a few months or something like
correct.
That.
Correct. Oo. Actually, parang na ano, nung minention mo yun, parang matagal na siya na sa utak ko. And then one day, siguro, I guess siguro nasobrahan na rin ako ng mga, like, iyak-iyakan. I don't know when we started watching it, but I think it's during one of our more serious K-drama binges, or K-drama titles, rather. So, when I got into it, sobrang natuwa rin ako because exactly what you said, it was just a very sincere, heartfelt show. I mean, it's not deep or anything, but it really tugs at your heartstrings. And I feel like it's such a, parang, I mean, of course, hindi mo siya perfect as you mentioned, but it was such an interesting world that they created. Sa mga curious pa lang about Uncanny Counter, so it's basically about this group of demon-fighting individuals who were woken up from a coma by spirit guides, okay? Guided by this entity called Yung, okay? So, itong mga spirit guides na to, who, they are present in the world between our world and, you know, the other world, or heaven, or I don't know, basta...
Parang purgatory.
Parang purgatory-ish, oo. Parang, and then, sila yung, syempre hindi sila makapunta physically to our world. So, that's why they get humans to do the job for them. Ano mga to? Hindi man lang nagbabayad? Alam mo, walang sweldo?
Kaya kailangan ng rich benefactor.
I know, kaya correct. Kailangan may rich benefactor who is also a counter, okay?
Correct.
So, ang counter are these human beings with superhuman powers that they get from the spirit world. And yun yung ginagamit nila to find all these demons who possess people and draw them out of the bodies of human beings and send them to hell, also called Mud World.
Or, ang tambayan ng langis, parang
correct.
Malangis na.
Oh, mas malangis siya. I think. Okay, so yun lang naman ang konting background of Uncanny Counter. And later, sige, we'll start talking about the characters naman. So we'll start mentioning then the actors as we discuss. Okay, so yun naman yung journey ko going into this Uncanny Counter world. Super enjoyed the first season. Kaya nung nag-announce nga sila na magkaka-Uncanny Counter 2, parang, oh my God, I was so excited.
Excited.
As in, parang ko like, oh my gosh, like, it's such an same. Awesome world that I wanna, like, get into again. And now we correct. Proceed to Pia's journey.
Well, sa akin, I really just watched it because we were planning on doing this episode because no lumabas nga yung Uncanny Counter 2. And then while I was watching it, as usual, parang my husband was kind of drawn to it kasi parang yun yung bonding namin sa gabi before going to bed. We just watched something. And then, ayun na, mas siya po ang nahook. As in kasi siya, meron siyang business trip coming up, and then he was like telling me, wag mo munang panoorin kasi kailangan magsabay tayo. Parang may hinahabol akong episode, kailangan kong panoorin. So parang, and then our daughter was like, there's a watch party option on Netflix, so you can still
oh,
watch it together.
I love it!
Ganun pa siya. So parang ginawa namin ng paraan, pero siya talaga yung sobrang nahook bilang, na in love talaga siya kay Sejong. Ano ba naman kasi Sejong? Ano ba naman?
Kasi naman.
And then he was so shocked, sorry, konting detour. Pero kasi whoa. Parang, so nakilala niya si Sejong in Uncanny Counter. And then he was so shocked nung pinakita ko yung Samantha and Rachel clip ng business proposal.
Aww.
And I also showed him clips of like Sejong singing. So wala na. Point of no return na kumakanta pa. Alam
correct.
Mo yun? Funny.
Magaling pang musical actress.
Di ba? Parang lahat-lahat na. So okay so, lang. Supportado
may boobs pa siya, girl. May boobs pa siya.
Correct. Anyway, pero okay lang. As in, supportado ko. Go, Sejong.
Wala siyang choice. Eh, wala kang choice, girl, na kundi supportahan siya. Kasi ikaw naman, dumaan kang Hoshi, dumaan kang Jimin. Parang unfair correct. Naman kundi mo siya supportahan.
At ang pinaglalaban niyang kamukha niyang si Jo In-sung.
Ah, okay. Dahil si DJ Erpat ang gumawa ng music ng One to Sarang. Yes.
Yes. Sabi niya.
All okay. right. I'll give you a ticket.
Ayun. So that is our season one journey. So overall, I guess, we pretty much enjoyed it. Ano mo yun? Mm. Parang there's really something about that season that drew us into it. And hindi lang kami because that season was actually the highest rating K-drama for OCN, which is their network in Korea. So, alam mo yun, talagang malakas ang hatak niya.
Well-deserved.
And I think it topped the charts talaga. 2020, tama na ba? Tama yung year ko. Basta 2020.
Yes.
Parang sobrang matunog talaga siya ng 2020. That's why it made sense na may season 2.
Correct.
You know, why not?
For you guys, as, you know, we start talking about our journey, di ba? Na-enjoy naman natin lahat. Ano yung mga standout parts for season 1?
Ako yung sa season 1 talaga, as in, ito na naman yung mga as a mom. Pero grabe talaga yung iyak ko nung finally nakita na ni Somon yung parents niya. Kasi diba there was that scene na parang yung sinasabi ng mom, hala, naiyak na naman ako. Na parang kahit anong mangyari, makikilala ko yung anak ko. Parang may ganun siya, diba? And then finally, parang when they met, syempre hindi na nila, malaki na yung anak nila eh. Parang ano na siya eh, pocket-sized Kim Seokjin na to eh. Parang
correct! Correct!
Diba? Parang, pero nung inano niya, alam niya na anak niya yun, tapos tinawag niya na Somon. Grabe talaga yung hagulgul ko doon, as in sobrang, kaya love na love ko yung sa season 1, sobrang dami nung mga hugot na very, it wasn't so contrived. It everything felt so organic. Yun nga, the friendship of the three, and then yung pinaka motivation naman ni Somon is really because of his parents. Tapos makita mo rin yung friendship nitong apat. Every na parang all of them are supporting him to really on to go on that journey. Kaya sobrang parang ang ganda ng pagkakatuhog ng lahat ng heartfelt elements with all the action and with all the parang gruesome violence that happens. Parang exactly. Sa akin, sakto lang siya. So, sobrang love na love ko talaga yung season 1 because of that.
Siguro ako just to add din yung sa mga favorite mother's son moment ko. Yung, kasi parang lahat sila may mga spirit guides nga, di ba?
May partner.
And then, may spirit partner sila. And then eventually, we find out na yung spirit partner pala nung isang character, si Chu Mae-ok. So, she's the one who...
Miss Chu.
Si Miss Chu, she's the one who owns the noodle shop. It's actually her son.
Correct.
As in, talagang nung nireveal nila yon, parang ako, as in, sumakit yung puso ko talaga. Kasi parang, ang...
Tapos ano, diba? Wasn't there like a part in the storyline? Parang there was like that crucial moment then of the son leaving. Tama ba? Parang kumbaga, magko-crossover. Parang nawawala yung son or something like that. Yeah. Naalala mo yun? Shucks, it's been a while. Pero may ganun factor din. Tapos syempre, it's like heartbreaking for Miss Shu kasi parang, oh my God, yun na nga lang yung connection niya to her son.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead already. Tapos, I mean, swerte na siya, of course, kasi may connection pa siya.
Yeah.
But I guess, syempre, nakakaiyak, di ba? Parang sobra. ang hirap makita nun. And plus, she's like a fantastic actress.
She is.
Sobra. Like, she's one of our favorites. Yes. If you guys recall, she's the mom partner in ni Song Hye-kyo in The Glory.
Yes, what a fantastic
So that was her. And a bunch of others, I can't remember
now. Madami siyang mga adjunct.
Sobrang dami. Pero parang yung sa The Glory talaga, may mga moments talaga siya doon na nanginginig na lang yung lips ko sa ano, sa pain because of how she acted it. Parang galing. She was so into the scene nga nung about her son.
Yeah. And yung, I'm not sure if that's the same episode, yung ano niya, yung daughter-in-law niya, yung nagpaalam sa kanya.
Oh my God, I think yun. Kasi nagpaalam sa kanya. I think siguro yung maganda talaga sa season 1. Kasi parang tuhog niya yung real life nila and yung counter life nila.
Yes.
So parang it just feels like a very natural situation. May ganun siyang, alam mo, and grounded in very real situations din na makaka-relate talaga tayo.
And then rin, very, ano, Inyon. Yep, Inyon.
Wow!
It's like si Motak. Diba, he's also, diba, he's a cop who was also involved in the case of the parents.
Yeah.
Someone's parents were cops as well.
Yes.
So, ang galing lang na may interconnecting storyline.
Yeah.
Correct. Na nandun. So, parang,
diba, na parang,
always fascinates me.
Yung, nung nag-bond silang dalawa, it made so much sense because yun yung naging motivation ni Motak kasi yung character niya parang ayoko na ng mga bago. Parang may ganun siya, di ba? Napaka-konde, as they call it. Pero nung nalaman niya yung connection nilang dalawa, parang bigla siyang nag-soften kasi, hala, mga colleagues ko yun na parang magkakasama kami solving this case. Yung may ganun, ang galing ng mga ganung mga intricacies with season 1 talaga na sobrang, ayun, wala sa season 2.
Hindi, pero super true. Kasi parang ako rin, parang na-draw din ako as as a regular watcher of like Korean thrillers and mga detective shows. Parang feeling ko ang ganda nung blend, na parang you're like hooked. Kasi ang ganda nung pagkaka-weave nila nung detective story din. Along with all the other storylines of so many other characters. So, para talagang, it was just a fun, engaging thing to watch.
Yes.
Correct. I do recall, though, that towards the end, medyo hindi na siya as tight. Like, the beginning was a very, the first few episodes were very, very tight in terms of scripting, etc. Pero naalala ko, hindi ko na maalam, matandaan yung details, pero naalala ko, towards the end, sobrang nag-loosen up na siya. Ang dami ng mga, huh, saan ang galing yan? Kinda thing. And I do recall reading up about it. Parang they changed writers mid-production something like
that's
that.
That's why.
So you were able, so it kind of made sense. Kaya siya nabitawan, yung tightness of the script. But buti na lang, at least, na-establish well yung first few eps. So, gets. Meron silang na-carry all the way until the end. So, kahit na medyo, na towards the end, may ganun ka pa rin. May pinanghahawakan ka pa rin na something.
True.
So, it was all right to, like, finish. Like, correct. I didn't have to let go.
And I super hated that part na parang yung in-expel nila si Somun bigla because of, ano na nga ba yung reason na yun? Basta parang hindi grounded. Walang yato si Wigan eh. Walang kwente. Inabandon na lang niya si Somun for whatever reason na parang hindi siya nagme-make sense. Parang hindi siya enough.
Correct.
Para tayong tanga dito. Huwag tayong maglokohan.
Anyway. I think siguro to add in dun sa parang medyo mas disappointing angles but not so much naman of the show na parang kahit na it's such a nice world that they did. So actually this show was actually a webtoon. So baka may reason din kung bakit sobrang tuhog nung simula. Maybe or like the characters itself.
Maybe, yeah.
So, kasi may ganun na siyang foundation. But like, sobrang nabitin din ako dun sa pag-create nung world na yon. Kasi tama ka nga, parang sometimes may mga decision-making yung mga spirits na sobrang unfounded.
Mm-mm.
And parang it just seems very unfair. And like, if I work for these motherfucking people, ang tagal ko na nag-resign. Alam mo yun?
Diba?
Naka-cornered nga din sila eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi basically, itong mga humans, they were comatose. So this is like their second chance in life.
Mm.
So, diba, there's always that, that question na parang, if you wanna leave becoming a counter, you're gonna die.
Diba? Ay, so you're gonna go back. Coma. Exactly.
So like, syempre, wala. Cornered na itong mga taong to. Yeah. Like, go pa rin sila. Like, who wants to go back? Being in a coma.
Parang yung spirit guide ni Motak na parang medyo
parang siyang si Corbitch.
Parang alam mong kay Ate Girl. Alam mo yun, parang alam mong parang papatumbahin kanya para maabot ang kanya mga pangarap. Alam mo yun?
Hindi ba dapat pure tayong mga nandito sa part, anong part ng mundo sila? Hindi ko maalala.
Ang tawag sa mundong yun, okay, so this yung pangalan, nakuha ko to from Asian Wiki. It's called, Yung is the overarching power that brings all this together. But this purgatory type, according to Asian Wiki, is Spirits Immigration Office. Asian Wiki says so, it is true.
What the hell?
Yung mga papeles na kailangan i-present po.
Pwede mga diploma.
Buti
na lang walang signage. Or may signage ba? Hindi ako maalala. Buti na hindi ko naalala.
Diploma. Tatsakahin ko.
Bank account. Ganting kakalimutan yearbook? Ng yearbook. Yes.
Yearbook? Okay. Alam na natin.
Tsaka syempre, comatose to mga death certificate, medical history. Yung mga kailangan natin ipresenta sa immigration office na to. Na, pag demon ka, para makakross ka to hell, kailangan topless ka.
Correct. Totoo yan. So, parang
bawal may damit sa hell, guys.
Regardless kung kaaya-aya tignan o hindi, kailangan walang shirt.
Tapos yung pants, kailangan yung parang katipunero ripped pants.
Correct.
Nakaka-hike up ng konti sa ankles.
Oo.
Bakit walang babaeng sinend sa Hela, no?
Actually, totoo. Oo nga.
Didn't they have a female demon?
Because of
tama. Uh-oh. The human evil was a woman.
A woman.
Pero the spirit, the evil spirit,
Yung human evil na may shopping addiction.
Oo, correct.
So, pero exciting pa rin naman ang season 1. And I think that's why it pulled us through season 2. Kamusta naman ang season 2 for you guys?
What episode 1 was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that since, syempre, hype na hype na siya, hey, Uncanny Counter is back. Underline the back. And the first sequence, there was like a chase scene kasi my evil spirit took over the bus that had kindergarten students.
Now, and by then, the way, is driven by this guy who's always a villain. In so many
very familiar face.
Very, very familiar face.
Correct. So anyway, there was a fantastic chase scene, and then an action sequence. So para wow, lumelevel up yung Uncanny Counter. Kasi syempre, nung one, parang I don't remember, like, that, it was a huge scale. You can tell that the production really put a lot in that opening. But like, so I was really hopeful. But like, yeah. In the next few episodes, I'm like, what happened?
What's going on?
Yung frustration ko naman kasi since magkasunod kong pinanood yung season 1 to season 2. Kasi yung parang yung wrap up ng season 1, ang daming nangyari na binitawan na lang nila sa season 2. Una sa lahat yung costumes nila. Parang naka Men in Black na sila sa end ng season 1 eh. Naka-coat na sila. Tapos ang upgrade na rin yung sasakyan nila. Tapos parang basta ang daming mga ano. Biglang sa season 2, ay wala explanation. Balik tayo sa lumang sasakyan na bawal ipa-car wash.
Correct!
Ito lang siya forever. Dapat lagi siyang dumaan sa ano.
Kailangan mukhang ano, laging dumaan ng gera.
Oo, di ba? Parang kahit anong mangyari, kahit naka-park lang siya sa Jangmyeon. Jangmyeon ba yun? Ang pangalan nila.
Jangmul ba yun?
Jangmul. Kahit nandun lang siya. Tapos, basta ang daming elements na parang from season 1, kinalimutan natin ito. Ang niretain lang natin, counters tayo at go. Parang ganon. So, sige.
Yung jowa ni Motak.
Diba, oo nga, may jowa siya.
Teka,
nawala na rin.
Diba? Namatay siya? Oo, pinatay siya.
Yung girl?
Pinatay siya ng season 1. Kaya parang 3 or 4 episodes.
Ay, oo nga, binaril nga pala siya. Kaya ako gusto talaga yung season 1. Kasi may mga ganitong angles. Parang, it's just so gritty at the same time may saktong level of like emotions, alam mo yun, lovey, like fuzzy feeling ka for these characters.
Parang yung sa season 2, yun nga, parang yung pinaka heart nga yung nawala sa akin for this. Parang hindi ako masyadong as invested with the storyline kasi parang pinilit na lang nilang na magkaroon. Ay, global. Global din
pala
meron.
Yeah.
Ang pagka-global kind of nila is China lang.
China. Meron sila nga China headquarters.
Although, slightly na-excite ako na meron Chinese counters.
Correct.
Wala lang. Parang cute lang.
Na marunong mag-Korean.
I think they introduced that then in the first season na parang there are other counters in different parts of the globe, right?
Bilang si Somon ay mag-training.
Correct! Hindi HR pala siya.
Pinadala siya para mag-training. Tapos parang in love pa siya sa Germany, dun sa babae, na anak
akala
ni Wigan.
Actually, tanong ko yun. Parang akala ko mission lang niya. Introduce lang niya. Kasi gusto niyang ma-meet ni Wigan ulit yung anak.
Ako akala ko, hinanap niya lang talaga yung anak ni Wigan.
Akala ko nagkataon lang.
Kasi in fair, yung ano kasi, entrada nila dun parang medyo start ng rom-com eh. Alam mo yun? Parang, parang ganda-gandahan pa si girl, nagsiserve ng coffee, parang, oh, where are you from? M-M-M eh.
Correct.
Tapos biglang, si Wigan pala ay may half-Korean, half-German child.
Na anak. O, di ba? In fairness kay Wigan, global.
Global. Diba? Daming global this season.
Gusto ko lang tsakahin talaga. I'm so sorry, pero inis na inis ako sa styling ni Wigan. Kasi parang, doon sa bandang huli ng season 2. Parang nawala si Somon, tama ba? Sorry ah. I will admit guys, na towards the end, mga 10 episodes lang to total. Pero by mga 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or maybe 10 naman naka full attention ako.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yung nanonood ako, pero hindi ako full attention.
Yes.
As in, may ginagawa ako iba. So minsan may namaman na may miss ako. But anyway, there was a part na I think nawala si Somon sa utak ni, what's the name? Nung kalaban?
Ah.
Ni Majusok.
Oo, ni Majusok.
Or something like that.
Majusok.
Oo. Tapos sinahanap siya ni Wigan. Or basta yung nakita sila ni Wigan ulit in that bamboo forest na may snow. Tapos nag-hug sila. Tapos parang super close-up siya. And then, inis na hug kasi number one, you can see the caking of her makeup. Mm. And then two, ang tsaka ng earrings niya. It looked so cheap. Mm. Pero, ang pinaka-ano sa akin, parang naka-ano, half pony kasi siya. Tapos may clip na parang pearls. Mm. Na parang ako, putang ina, may ganyan ako. 30 pesos lang yan binili ko sa Shopee. Ah! What the fuck? Tapos parang, I mean, and honestly, I like it. It's pretty. Mm. It's just that I hate because it's such a close-up. Alam mo yung maliit na clip na yung you can see the coil?
Yeah.
Yung sa loob? Parang sobrang kitang-kitang-kita siya. And I'm like, I don't know. Ako, di ko alam. Maybe nang mimentas na lang ako kasi nag-ahanap din ako ng something to say. Because like, I wasn't focused on anything else.
Yeah.
Like, my God, this is supposed to be like, a character from some supernatural realm.
Yeah.
Why is she wearing a clip from Shopee?
Correct.
I can't accept. As in, gumaganon talaga ako.
Correct.
Actually, that reminds me as well nung isa din sa inconsistencies kasi dun sa season 1 when it ended, parang si Solmon, ang pagkakaintindi ko, meron siya nung powers ng lahat. Like, kaya niyang mag-heal, kaya... Tapos sa season 2, wala. Lahat kay Miss Chu lang talaga natin iaano. Parang... Mm.
Pero, nag-ano siya, parang siya yung naging teacher. Kasi parang yung storyline niya dito sa season 1, parang siya yung the one eh, di ba?
Correct.
Parang siyang Neo ng The Matrix kind of thing.
Correct.
So, parang, tama halik. But the end of season 1, it's like, dapat extra powerful nga siya. Mm. How come sa season 2, he did become that kind of role because he was training the others to become better.
Yeah.
But he was just teaching them how to move objects.
Alam mo yun? Parang nag-focus na lang sila dun sa telekinesis talaga niya.
Psychokinesis.
Psychokinesis ba? Or telekinesis is with the mind.
Psycho ang tawag nila.
Psychokinesis.
In the subsequent psycho.
So parang yung psychokinesis lang talaga yung power niya. Essentially. Diba? And like bring out like yung territory to boost them up.
Parang, yun nga, parang nawala lahat. Tapos yung sa territory, dun pa kami tawang-tawa ng asawa ko na parang, ay, may hangganan siya.
Correct! Natawa ko doon na parang hanggang 60th floor lang yung territory.
Nakakatawa yun! Sobrang nakakatawa may hangganan yung territory. Tsaka nakakatawa na may hangganan din yung pang-amoy.
Oh. Correct!
Na dahil nasa penthouse unit yung mga evil people, parang hindi na niya maamoy from downstairs. Kasi tama naman din siya. Diba? Parang hindi, we don't live linearly. We also live horizontally.
Correct.
Diba? So, pero speaking of like villains, yun naman yung parang isa sa mga standout din for me for season 2.
This season.
I think, parang overall, kasi ako rin very disappointed ako sa story, sa storytelling, parang like yung depth and yung parang hubris, kumbaga. Wow. Hubris. Wow. Hubris ng season 1 na wala. As in, parang isa na lang siyang naging malaking King Koyan.
Correct.
As in, parang even yung character ni Motak, parang like, my gosh, dati parang serious detective ka, ngayon parang MME ka na lang na yung joke pa is, pag pumupunta kang banyo, may nahuli kang bagong bad guy. Parang, it doesn't make any sense. But parang hindi tayo seryoso. But the villains are so good, and I think it's also because of the actors themselves.
Yeah, ang galing ng casting.
Super, super galing ng casting. So, pinaka-standout for me, who is our parang anti-villain is of course si Majusok. So parang as in talagang parang my God, and I've always been a fan of this guy na kamukha ni Jongmin.
A serious Jongmin.
Sobrang galing niya. And I think parang yung story niya for me, yun na lang yung teeny tiny thread of parang gravitas. Ang dami kong Latin words today.
I know, what's up?
Gravitas na meron yung season 1. Like his character and his storyline. That's it. The other stories are just like all up in the air and all the writers are just playing around with it. Yeah. And our feelings.
Ako, but parang siya talaga yung nagdala because of acting. Well, ako hindi ako convinced sa storyline pa rin niya.
Ako rin.
Individually, like his own story, pero parang bakit pinilit pa na parang biglang may malalim yung emotional connection nila ni Somon dahil dun sa lola and all of that.
Hindi ko maano. Diba? Before I get into that, gusto ko lang i-comment na he's like, the actor is like the Mon Confiado of Korea. He can play.
If we're talking about the baba, I guess yes.
And but gets, he's the Mon Confiado jawline. We've seen him like in so many dramas and movies. Yeah. He can be a villain. He can be a hero.
Exactly.
So he does drama so well and action so well. And the intensity. So the entire time, I was like, Mon Confiado.
Oh, grabe, no, kukumpleto natin yung mga indie actors dito sa K-drama.
I know! It's so fun.
Natin, grabe, dami na nila.
Okay. But going back to the connection of Somon, like, so sa season 1 kasi, yun nga, meron tayong core. Mm. And of course, it's Somon. Ito, obviously, Somon pa rin naman kasi at the end of the day, Uncanny Counter, even though it's like the counters as a group, si Somon yung hero-hero eh.
Actually,
yeah.
Yung Korean title niya, if I'm not mistaken, has Somon in the title eh.
Oh, someone said that would make sense.
So it's
that
all about his story.
Sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense because he's the one guy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then like, so parang yung core nito, hindi ko ma-accept na yun yung hugot niya na sobrang attached siya sa Ajushi na to kay Majusok kasi mabait dahil sa ginawa niya sa grandma niya.
Mm.
Parang, I mean, of course, sure, that's very noble and alam yon. That's worth, like, giving your life to someone who protected your grandma who you love.
Mm.
But I just can't accept kasi parang the grandma's like, opa. And I'm like, but the grandpa's still there.
Exactly.
Sobrang na-echa pwede yung grandpa. Eh, exactly. Diba, napaka-crucial din nung grandma and grandpa in the first season.
Yeah, oo.
Like intense din yung storyline nila doon. So parang nawatak yung utak ko na parang ang watak na bigla nung unit na yon.
Yeah.
Na parang who's who now? And like, alam mo yun, parang, I mean, it's okay to accept other people and treat them like family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess hindi lang kasi siya established enough. I mean, it was just a few scenes.
Of, exactly.
Alam mo yun, showing what he did.
Parang yun din yung sa akin, na parang yung sense of family dito, sobrang pilit.
Yes.
As in, it's just a very shallow notion. Parang, kailangan tanggapin yung family kami because we said so.
Correct.
Pero overall, you don't really feel it. Na parang, for example, like, in season 2, they added a new character. Yung character ni Na Jokbong. Okay, so they added a new counter here. Tapos parang, like, okay, akala ko ba family tayo? Pero parang, yung bagong counter na pinasok nyo dito, dahil lang he's a little bit eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Parang bat biglang parang butt of all jokes na siya. Ano ba? Parang it just doesn't feel very family.
Exactly. And plus in this season, like, 'di ba in season 1 we super enjoyed the barkada nga. Dito sa season 2 parang inechipwera talaga sila. As in sobrang wala lang, may isang scene lang nagtukbo kay, tapos nung nagde-date na yung dalawa, tapos
Correct! Binalik
na lang sila nung na-coma na ulit. Ano ba nangyari kay
si Somon?
Na yung bestie niya o yung tumawid dyan, na yung bestie, yung bestie na girl ni Somon, ay mas magaling pang mag-alaga sa isang bedridden kaysa dun sa mga matatandang nando.
Correct.
Lagyan nyo siya ng diaper. O, bilis, anuhin niya.
Correct.
Hindi nyo alam lahat. Tsaka bakit wala sa ospital? Di ba may sariling ospital to si billionaire?
Yun nga
Bakit actually, hindi natin ipasok doon?
Oo nga, may ospital nga pala siya.
Sa kanya yun
At retirement center.
Di ba? Bakit hindi natin siya doon ilalagay? Dito talaga, sa pinakadulo, napaka-inconvenient pa nung naging bagong hideout nila. Kasi yung noodle place, at least, di ba, ayan na yung kalsada.
Correct.
Pag masama.
Oo.
And nung season 1 pa, mahilig pa silang tumatakbo lang.
Para lalabas lang sila, may makikita na nila yung territory or something.
Diba? Pero sa season 2, nasa loob ng warehouse. Diba nasa pinakadulo?
Yun actually yung pinaka-comment ko. Mm-mm. The moment that they took away the noodle house, that's when it became boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the noodle house was also a character.
Yeah.
Like, yun yung family That's what symbolized the family. Parang kung ba, sorry, naisip ko ngayon, shit, para tong Fast and the Furious. Na wala yung bahay ni Dom.
Mm-mm.
Parang, diba? But you get what I mean? Parang super. Nung nawala yung yun. Although, Fast and the Furious naman, the franchise, it kind of got fun. Kasi parang nangyari doon after the first one or two films, nawala na nga yung bahay. They can't go back to it, to the core.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was the kind of films na medyo out of this world, OA na. Yung tinodo OA nila. O di tinodo nila. So, accept ka lang na accept. Ito kasi parang, sana tinodo nyo. Parang kumbaga, okay, tinanggal nyo yung noodle house and then you have now have this fantastic fun hideout. But even the fun hideout, kahit na puro games at may boxing ring at may mga vendo and all that shit, parang bitin. Alam mo yun? Parang half and half lang siya. Parang I wish that if you were gonna decide to like get rid of the home, the heart, like replace it with something OA. Yeah. Parang yun lang yun. Yun lang yung condition.
Correct. Diba? Tapos yung hideout pa nila, yung parang yung 20-second thing na parang self-destruct, yung 20 seconds na parang 30 minutes, ang dami pang chika, ano mo yung daming monologue.
So diba, actually, by the way, can I just ask, bakit, di ba sabi nga papatay na siya, di ba? I mean, malapit na siyang mag-time's out. Tapos bigla siyang nag-off. Sino nag-off? Nahuli ko ba?
Hindi ko, meron. May nag-off. Hindi ko lang maalala right now, pero meron.
May nag-off.
Hindi ko na maalala. So, pero hindi nila siya masyado.
Yun nga eh, ako din, wala na akong full attention. Pero I mean, ako, super agree din ako kay Mon with what she said. Doon nung tinanggal yung noodle house. And I'm glad you pointed that out. Kasi parang feeling ko super critical nga nung space na yun for the character of the group itself. Alam mo yun, parang they're like inconspicuous people, parang living very normal lives on the outside. But then they're actually superheroes. Na parang, you can be a superhero too. Parang may ganun siyang message. And then, alam mo yun, and then they're suddenly in this massive warehouse na nakakatawa kasi, di ba nung papasok sila nung first time lang dumating, so marami silang nadaanan ng mga workers. Na sabi nila, hindi ba nila tayo napapansin? Hindi, hindi na tayo papansinin. Alam mo yun, parang hindi laki nakikita. Na parang, what the fuck?
Di ba? Sobrang parang tanga. And then, so, isa pa dun pa pala sa, ano, speaking of the noodle house, kasi naalala ko yung first scene ni Somon dun, tapos diba na-inlove kagad siya kay Hanay yung, ano, ni Sejong. Tapos kinalimutan din natin ito sa season 2. Wala man lang talaga. Pangit ba yung naging, ano, yung naging...
Baka yung reaction.
Reaction ng mga tao sa kanilang dalawa.
Pero parang,
kasi galing nga sa season 1, parang dalang-dala ko kasi ang cute kaya nilang dalawa. Tapos biglang sa season 2, nag-introduce sila ng bagong boyfriend.
Correct. yung may-ari na
piano studio.
Yung piano studio niya apparently ay may pangalan based on Asian Wiki again. Mm-hmm. It's called Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do Academy.
Ah, I see.
Very creative.
Right?
Thank God it's not a letter school, ano? Alphabet school.
Correct. Pag alphabet school yun, di ang haba ng pangalan niya.
Diba? Na parang,
headed by Jungkook.
Yun din parang napaka out of place na parang bigla na lang, meron tayong kwentong ganito na may past si Hana na meron siyang binoboys dati na kumakanta, ganito. Gusto lang ba nating marinig si Sejong kumanta? Gusto ko, pero I don't know, it was so out of the
blue. I think they were trying to introduce a past kasi never, even in season 1, they've always been...
They did, diba, sa season 1? Sa season 2 lang ba nilabas yung past ni Hana?
Sa season 1 meron din, pero parang
Something about the sister,
parang lahat sila sa season 1 parang binakdown.
Sa season 1 yung ano, 'di ba, yung parang yung uncle niya yung parang, connected dun sa company na inaaway nila.
Oo.
Kasi dun binalabas yung past niya.
I forgot.
Kaya meron nang ganun, meron na tayong past niya ng season 1.
I guess.
Kaya sa season 2 bigla na lang siyang jumojowa pala siya nang nagpapiano. Yeah.
Parang kailangan lang nilang bigyan siya ng love life.
Parang si Somon, ayaw nyo ba?
Ayaw ako, honestly, even season 1, ayoko. Hindi ko masyadong gusto. Kasi parang may brother-sister vibe sila for me. And parang feeling ko, parang ayoko ng masyadong workplace romance. Parang sana ibang tao naman, para ma-maintain nila yung whole familial relationship nila.
Ako, I didn't mind. If like, nagkatuluyan, okay lang. Kung dahil hindi, okay lang din. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't like, super invested. Mm-hmm. But like, for me though, because I was so like meh lang about the main story, I was so invested in the subplots. Like yun nga, the love story of Sejong and the boyfriend, the one of Miss Chu and yung parang adopted son niya.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yung mga ganon. May iba pa. Actually, even yung si Jokbong, like with the dad, yung cute-cute niya yan, na parang farmer yung nagtatry mag-date and all that. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like those small things, but because they're so cute and simple, I guess, and charming. Like, I was so into them more than the main story. Okay. Like, they entertained me more. Yeah. Alam mo yun?
Pag-usapan naman natin yung dalawa pang villains, si DK.
Correct!
Ano?
Oo, si
ano, Sarah, si Gelly,
Attorney DK, tsaka si The Glory. Na, by the way, meron siyang, I mean, I'm just gonna let it out kasi of course medyo matunog ang pangalan ngayon ni ano. What's her name? Kim Yora. Okay, we're not gonna go into that. We're just gonna focus on the story itself. So, ayun. But yes, super great villains for me. As in, the perfect people to play the role. As in, super.
Gelly looked so cool. Oh my God.
She does. I mean,
kahit na sobrang caricature na, mm-hmm. Oh my God, nagkaroon pa siya ng eye patch na dinodrawingan niya.
Correct!
I don't care. She played it so fun. Mm. Like, alam mo yun, I was eating it all up. She looked so cool lang doing everything. Like, and I love the short blonde hair.
Right?
Like, I'm so jealous.
Gusto and by the way, she's also such a great singer. Musical theater actress din pala siya.
She sings.
Wow, yeah. Full mang teatro din yan. Si ano naman din, si Wang Pilguang. Okay, sobrang galing din niya talaga for me. As in, super parang...
Correct.
As in, like, the suave, sinister guy. Alam mo yun, parang who never explodes. Alam
yeah,
mo
yun, lahat correct.
Nasa loob, ang kulo. Alam mo yun. And the thing is, we know this guy from Attorney Woo.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah. When they kaya said na he's gonna play, parang ko like, what? Siya? Parang I can't
diba?
Imagine.
Parang when the promo photos started coming up, okay, wow, he looks cool and different. But man, when they were like playing his character, showing his character na, whoa, as in floored, na parang, oh, okay, I didn't expect that.
Correct.
Like, he was just this attorney na, alam mo yun, scrambling for what's right and wrong with Attorney
Woo.
And then for justice and all that. And then, why is he so cool? Like, what's going on?
Mukha siyang anime. As in, mukha siyang quintessential yung bad guy anime character for you.
There's cool. Actually, there's always that anime character yung matulis extra long.
Extra long
na matulis features.
Yung hair ano Jungkook. Si Jungkook 'di ba nagmalet din?
Oo.
Maletish.
Correct.
Nakakatawa lang siya dun sa ano, mga first few episodes 'di ba, lagi siyang topless kasi naman ang abs ng kuya mo kailangan ng exposure, sayang.
Actually.
Pero by the end of the show, na parang gaano ba katagal yung gap ano from episode 1 to episode 10. Kasi nung ano na siya, nung in-expel na siya, nawala talaga yung abs niya, naging flat. Sabi ko, bakit ganun? Ano nangyari?
Nagmamadali na sila, hindi na nila nalagyan ng mga shadow contouring.
Kaya naging ano, so shadow contour lang lahat yun, naging flat
pa lagi. Naman? Why not? Parang hindi naman nung start.
Kulma-kulma nung start, tapos nung end, sabi ko, hala, ba't naging flat? Hinanap ko talaga eh.
Puro night effect din kasi yung mga abs scenes.
Ah,
pag may pag night, may shadow.
So, ang learning pala dito is, kung tayo naman ay mapunta rin sa spiritual immigration center, expect na natin na kung may abs ka, mawawalan ka ng abs.
Mawawalan ka kapag end mo na.
Para tong TV, you're gonna look extra fat.
And extra flat.
Correct.
I guess.
Okay.
And nakakatuwa kasi parang when he got expelled, parang dun sa dulo, parang meron pa siyang pabigkas na parang I'll be back. Alam mo yan? May ganun siyang feel.
Oh,
parang
may ganun nga
felt
siya.
Na parang he was gonna like do something in hell and gonna bring the entire demon horde out of that.
Actually,
world.
May ganun siya.
Meron siyang line. Now I remember. Yung line niya is, so if there's a door, there's a way out.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh my God. Yeah. Correct.
Very interesting.
I wasn't surprised. That would be interesting to like bring out.
Gusto ko lang din sabihin na thank you sa mga Sebongis dahil sa joke nila sa moon open and moon close kay Moon Junhui. Kaya nagets ko kaya so moon because he is the door. Yung pinag-usapan nila. Nung sinabi nila na parang sa season 1 yun eh, na parang so moon, he is really our door to the whatever. Tapos sabi ko, tapos lumaka talaga yung mata ko, uy! Gets ko yun! Si Moon Junhui, moon open, moon close. Oh my God! Yun yun.
So, ibig sabihin pala, hindi siya ang the one. Siya pala ang the door.
The door.
Mali pala yun. The door lang pala siya.
Correct.
Pero alam mo, in fairness din sa character ni Pilguang, I mean, natakot din ako kasi parang ang threat sa kanila was complete evil. Parang kung mag-combine everything. If he gets to like absorb also the powers of everyone. Parang complete evil. In fairness, ang exciting nun na, shit, like complete evil. How are you gonna like battle that, right? And like, And it really kind of like put you on your toes kasi parang, oh no, kailan siya kakain ulit ng human and become stronger? Alam mo yon. But then he wasn't then he never killing.
Did. Yeah, he wasn't killing people.
Anyone. That's and I'm like, thing. All right.
Parang he eventually,
I mean, you're
parang,
scaring us, but then nothing?
Like, parang feeling ko yung up? Appetite niya, parang pin-reserve niya for the big ticket meals. Alam mo yun? Parang yung mga spirito ng counters yung ina-anticipate niya. Kaya nagalit na galit siya towards the end when that opportunity was lost.
Didn't present itself.
Didn't present itself. So, kinain na lang niya yung evil spirits ng mga kasama niya.
Parang correct. Ano yan eh, kapag alam mong kakain ka sa buffet, di ka muna kakain.
Exactly.
Kaya ganun yung mindset niya. Kailangan sulit.
Kailangan sulit. Okay, okay, mahirap okay. Kayo, mahirap kayo humigop.
Alam mo, iniisip ko rin yun, like, ang hirap umarte nun. Like, paano mo inaarte yun, di ba?
Alam mo, girl.
Against green screen ka lang, or ano, tapos biglang, gano'n.
Nakakatawa. Feeling ko talaga may in yun tayo. Kasi yan din exactly yung naisip ko nung kinlose up nila yung mukha ni Majusok habang sinisip-sip yung kaluluwa ni Hwang Pilgong sa hanganga lang siya.
Di ba? Matagal?
Ano kaya tumatakbo sa utak nila habang nakahanga sila? Like, hamburger.
Diba? At tagal nun, tapos multiple takes. Alam mo yun?
Oo nga. Diba? May nangyari na kayang may nalakjo sa kanila. Parang hindi mo na maklose bigla.
Parang, ano eksena na isa-shoot natin? Ay, ito na, higupin mo na espiritu. Okay. Papractice ka muna, bukas-bukas ang bibig.
Correct. Para
warm up.
Nakatawa pa ko yung direction ng ano, director. Okay, quarter pounder lang ha.
Correct.
Big Mac.
Correct.
Depende kung gaano ka lakas ng evil spirit nung
Kung yung evil spirit malakas, syempre malaki yung buwan ng bibig mo. So para actually feeling ko hindi nila kailangan mag-practice. Kasi mahilig silang kumain ng Sam eh. Ang lalaki ng mga barbecue Sams nila, di ba?
Oh, so go na yun.
Oh, well-greased yung mga jaws nila.
Ah, so hindi pala mahirap for them.
Wala. Easy. It's Korean tradition. Well, we've started discussing the end. And of course, yung as mentioned earlier, parang may pahapyaw nga na baka magka-season 3 tayo. So, sa tingin nyo ba guys, magkaka-season 3 tayo? Or meron ba? Wala?
I don't know. I don't think this series did as well, especially since it was pitted alongside Moving, which did fantastically well.
Which we will also be discussing in our next episode. So watch out for that,
so
guys.
So excited. Di ba obvious kung ano yung mas natipuan? Mas excited. But anyway, but then it's Netflix. And actually, I don't want to give up on it because it's still good material. Plus, if it's like webtoon nga, and di ko alam kasi kung ano extent ng series, like kung hanggang saan na siya yung kwento niya, like kasi kung marami pa siyang potential stories, I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix would still, you know, get them and stuff. But like, if magkaroon man, please for the love of God, like, fix the goddamn script.
Yeah.
And like, please lang, wag na tayong mag-episode 10 na PPL episode na parang,
I know! Oh my goodness! Like, grabe, tinalo pa niya hometown cha-cha-cha.
Correct!
Nagulat ako walang shakies. Or Pizza Hut ba yun?
Domino's.
Sorry na, mainubos ko lahat.
Nakakaloka. I mean, we've seen it in multiple countless dramas that the end of the final episode is like a PPL episode. But come on, guys.
Correct.
Like, that was so intense. This was so uncomfortably too much what they did for the series.
Mm-mm. True. Kung season 3, I mean, I love the characters enough. Probably, I'll give it a try. Pero hindi ko sure kung tatapusin ko kung pangit na.
Correct.
Alam mo yun, parang,
probably.
Tama na, dami ko na namang na-waste na oras eh. Okay na yun.
Correct.
Ako din same. Parang like, sana bumalik sila sa noodle shop. Sana yung same vibes nun ibalik nila. Alam mo yun. And of course, maintain pa rin having good villains. Kasi I feel like, even in season 1, it was good. I think siguro yung upside ng team behind this is they're really good at casting people. And I think yun na lang fair, talaga nakakasalba ng script nila, especially for season 2. So, hopefully they do that, but with a better script. for the third season.
Grabe, no, binuhos nila lahat ng budget sa episode 1. Tapos yung final battle, dun lang sila sa gym.
Huwag nga eh, naubos yung budget.
Come on. Diba? Well, to be fair, mahal din yung pool of grasa. Mm. Mahal din to mount that.
Sana sa pool of grasa na lang sila nag-away.
Well, they did naman.
They did as well. Pero ang hirap din noon na isipin mo kung ikaw yung aktor na ano, yun nga yung nagma-macho sock.
Oo.
My God, ilang oras kaya siya nagme-makeup? Tapos noon, di naman makikita yung mukha niya. Sino ba siya?
That was a female, di ba?
Oh, oh,
babae. Was a female, di ba?
And then I saw reels na parang, oh, she's actually pretty. So her name is the evil spirit na 10,000 hours babad sa grasa is
correct.
Jung Yumi.
Jung Yumi. Wow. Abangan ka namin sa next mo.
She's so pretty.
Really?
She's the ano. If you guys saw See You in My 19th Life,
uh-huh.
AWOL's mom. As in the mom who had cancer who died.
Oh, okay.
She's pretty.
So, nasa See You in My 19th Life naman pala.
Oh.
So, it's, I mean, I guess siguro one of the things talaga na you can just take from these is like, there are like really a lot of great Korean actors, regardless of like kung gaano kalit yung role, gaano kalaki, alam mo yun. I mean, that's what we say in theater concept, di ba? Parang, there are no small roles, only small actors. And I think, you know, K-drama in the Hallyu world has proven it true.
Yes.
Talaga. At sana ganun tumakbo ang mundo, in general. Of course, before we leave, meron tayong game. So na, mabilis lang naman tong game na to and I hope our listeners will also join us because this is an easy, parang quiz game. Ang pangalan ng game natin is Add to Cart.
Add to Cart. Right. Or okay. Adu to Cartu.
Adu to Cartu. Adu Cart.
Cart!
Okay, simple lang naman. I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 questions lang naman siya. So basically, you just have to tell me kung ano yung PPL na lumabas with the clue that I'm gonna give.
Oh.
Alright. So this is between Pia and Mon only. And of course, our listeners out there, pwede rin naman kayo makijoin. Alright. Simulan ko na. Okay.
Okay.
First clue for the first PPL product is there's more in the vending machine. Monica.
Cider.
No, okay, sorry, dadagdagan ko ng ano, rule. Say your name out loud if you wanna answer.
So, Chilsung.
Mali,
Chilsung.
Hindi Chilsung.
Hindi Chilsung.
Hindi ko maalala yung drink na yun.
There's more in the vendo machine. This is in the last episode.
Oo, naalala ko yung scene, but I don't remember the product. Brand.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think baka may mga listeners tayo doon na nakakuha, but I will give the answer now kasi suku na. The answer is Milkis.
Milkis! Oh, man! Parang zero-calorie Milkis. Di ba?
Tama.
Zero-calorie okay, Milkis show. Ayan. Okay. Next question is, next clue, rather, is, libre to ni Chairman Choi in the last episode.
Yeah. Shucks.
Pero kailangan bang sabihin yung brand? Siyempre.
Yeah, oh. Sabihin mo yung brand.
Walang multiple choice. Check.
Well, di ko alam kung anong pwede yung multiple choice.
Oh, my. Di ko maalala.
Pero naalala kong parang chicken yun, di ba?
Hindi, di siya chicken. Pero hinahawakan din siya sa kamay. Pag kinakain mo siya, hawak mo siya.
Not so sure, but Mon, is it kimbap?
Eng. Ah, sige, last clue ah. Last clue, sobrang pinipilit ko na to para lang may magka-point. Okay. Karime niya ang isang kanta ng BTS. One word.
Hirap naman.
Okay. Wala na
nakasagot. Wala talaga.
I guess yung mga PPL nila hindi nag-work.
May naalala ko dalawang PPL.
Ayan. Sige, baka papunta na tayo doon. Okay,
so, ano yung sagot?
Ang sagot dito is egg drop.
Ah, yung sandwich.
Yeah. Sandwich.
I was saying, oh my God, yun yung kinakain lagi ni ano.
Mm-mm.
What's his name sa 2 days, one night? Ni Ravi.
Ni Ravi. Correct. Okay, ito. Itong next PPL na to, lumabas siya medyo gitna ng show. Okay? So, in this short PPL, it features Moon and Motok sharing something.
Oh, I don't know.
Anong category?
Food? Okay, yung category nito, this is a drink,
Okay. Ah, Pia.
Pia, go.
Yung Starbucks pods?
Malapit na, pero I need the brand.
Hindi ba Starbucks?
Hindi ba Nespresso?
Hindi, parang Starbucks yung nandito.
Parang Starbucks.
Oo, as in na-shock ako na parang panalo si Pia.
Kasi ako yung mali. Akala ko Nespresso.
Oh, yeah. Parang okay. Starbucks
yung naalala ko. Yeah, okay, game. Alright, so we have 1.4 Pia. Yay! Yay! Okay, two more. Next. Okay, gift ito kay Miss True.
Ah, Mon.
Okay, Mon.
Yung kahi?
Yes! Correct!
Yeah! What's a kahi?
Yung parang moisture stick.
Oh, yeah! Yung dati ginagamit. Di ba nasa signal and... din yun? Signal or taxi driver?
Halos lahat. Correct! Halos lahat. Malapit na akong bumili.
Bumili na ako eh.
Ah, bumili ka? Na nag-work ba? Wala ka na bang wrinkles?
Hindi ko pa natatry. Girl. On its way pa lang.
I think that's content for our YouTube. By the way, guys, may YouTube kami. Panoorin nyo si Mon maglagay ng anti-wrinkle bomb sa mukha niya.
Sige. Bilangin muna natin yung wrinkles. Yung
Correct. Ito. Okay, so may tayong tiebreaker. Okay, ito ay lumabas nung last episode. And for someone, it seems like it's better than any German coffee.
Ay, German coffee? Iba.
Mm-hmm. It's better than any German
coffee. Ah, Pia. Mon!
Ah, sino nauna? Si Mon. Oh, nauna si Mon.
Nauna ako. VAR. Nauna talaga.
VAR?
Oo.
Sa akin kasi si Mon. Pero sige, pagbibigyan ko ba si Pia?
Sige na nga. Si Mon na nga.
Si Mon. Oh, sige. Si Mon. Oh, go Mon.
I might be wrong. Copy ko?
Yes! Copy ko!
Copy ko? Candy, eh? It was fucking candy, right?
It is. Copy ko candy. Correct. Ayun. So, I guess by virtue of Mon being first
technical.
In, technical difficulty siya. Nauna pumasok si Mon sa ano ko eh, sa feed ko. Copy ko is correct and Mon gets the point. Ayun. So, Mon wins! Yay! Ayun. So, sa mga listeners namin, kung may mga nakakumpleto nito, nakuha nyo lahat ng PPLs, go to our comment section. Be proud of your achievement. Kasi, tinamaan kayo ng malala ng PPL na yan. So, yun guys, ang aming episode for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, for joining us in this conversation about Uncanny Counter. As we mentioned earlier, this is part one of our 1 to Superhero series. So, join us next week for our review of Moving!
Yes! Moving!
I think meron akong konting sexual awakening. Dito sa series na to. Kasi alam, kinala natin isa't isa, di ba? I mean, gusto natin ng mga like 17, alam mo yun, mga like, mga youthful.
17, the band.
Hindi po kami mga ano, groomers dito.
Correct.
As Mon also mentioned before. So, parang ako, nung lumabas yung mga adjushis natin dito, si Ms. Motak, you know, with his abs, Bilguang with his abs, si
Majusok.
Majusok with his intense stares. Para ko like, oh my god, am I entering my Ajushi era? Did anyone else enter their age of Ajushi?
I must say, I don't think I fell in love talaga with Bilguang, but when he entered talaga, he was like, oh, that's right. Let's broaden your mindset with how hot Korean men can be. Let's not stick to the types, stereotypes. Mm-hmm. There are more. So, yes. That's pretty awesome.
Hindi ko sila type, although yung pinaka-first nga na after ni Sojun na in-love talaga ako si Insung, which is 1 year older. So, Ajushi na lang ba yun? Pwede na ba yun?
I guess kasi Ajuma na rin tayo.
Okay! Push!